Some time ago, we began a series of topics which was known as Tiny Concepts, and I received an email the other day which had an awesome amount of advice in it. I'll term it as sound advice, and that actually fits into our topic of Tiny Concepts. It says that an angel says, "Never borrow from the future, because if you worry about what may happen tomorrow and it doesn't happen, you have worried in vain. Even if it does happen, you have to worry twice." Then it says, "Perform all your prayers in time. Recite the Quran every day with understanding. Go to bed on time. Get up in time so you can start your day unrushed. Say no to that which won't fit into your time schedule or that which will compromise your mental health. Delegate tasks to capable persons around you. Simplify and unclutter your life. Remember that less is more. Although one is often not enough, two is often too many. Allow extra time to do things and get to places. Pace yourself. Spread out big changes and difficult projects over time. Don't put all the hard things together. Take one day at a time. Separate worries from concerns. If a situation is a concern, find out what God have you to do and let go of the anxiety. If you can't do anything about a situation, just forget it. Live within your budget. Don't use credit cards for ordinary purchases. Have backups, an extra car key in your wallet, an extra house key buried in the garden, extra stamps, etc." I love the next one. It says, "KMS, keep your mouth shut. This single piece of advice can prevent an enormous amount of trouble. Do something for the child in you every day." I love this one. Absolutely energizing. "Carry a Quran with you, with a translation which you can read while waiting somewhere. You don't have to have wudu to read, learn and implement the most beautiful words in the world. Get enough rest. Eat right. Get organized so everything has its place. Listen to a tape or a CD while driving that can help you improve the quality of life. Write down your thoughts and your inspirations every day. Find time to be alone. Have you got problems? Talk to Allah on the spot. Try to nip small problems in the bud. Don't wait until it's time to go to bed to try and pray about them. Make friends with Allah. And make friends with those who are God-conscious. Keep a folder of your favorite ahadith on hand. Remember that the shortest bridge between despair and hope is often a good thank you, Allah. Laugh a lot." The next one said, "Laugh some more. Take your work seriously, but not yourself at all. Develop a forgiving attitude. Most people are doing the best they can. Be kind to unkind people because they probably need it the most. Sit on your ego. Talk less and listen more. Slow down. Remind yourself that you're not the general manager of the universe. And finally, every night before you go to bed, think of one thing you're grateful for that you've never been grateful for before, because Allah has a way of turning things around for you. Remember, if God is for you, who can be against you?" I love this advice. I love reading it again and again because it has so much to offer.